All right, everybody, welcome back to Giants.com, and it's our first off-season fact or fiction. Today's victim is Lance Meadow, and here is statement number one. Sterling Shepard had the most impressive rookie campaign of any Giant in 2016. Fact or fiction?
Well, Sterling Shepard finished with 8 touchdowns. That was actually second in the NFL, John, amongst rookies behind Michael Thomas, the wide receiver of the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to go fiction, though, on this one again. And Paul Perkins, to me, jumps on top of the list. And here's why. If you look at where he started to where he finished this season, he made huge strides. And when the running game started to click, who was the key aspect of that? It was Paul Perkins. He had double-digit carries in each of the last 4 games. His yardage increased in each of those contests, and he finished it off with a very impressive showing against the Washington Redskins when he had his first 100-yard game. So I think he deserves credit for that. Plus, let's not forget, the Giants lost a lot of personnel, John, in the backfield. Proven commodities such as Shane Vereen and Orleans Darkwood. Rashad Jennings was a little banged up. So Paul Perkins had to be thrown into the fire as a rookie, and he flourished.
And let's not forget Eli Apple. He was one of 3 starting cornerbacks, and you saw when he missed games in the middle of the season, that's when the Giants went into one of their little losing streaks. So he was also very, very impressive playing that boundary corner when they moved Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie inside. Statement number 2. Odell Beckham was the MVP of the Giants' 2016 season. Lance, fact or fiction?
Well, Odell Beckham put his stamp on this season, and you look at the Ravens game and the second Dallas Cowboys game, he made an ultimate difference in helping the team win. But I'm going to go fiction here, John. The identity of the 2016 New York Football Giants was defense. And you have to point to 2 players specifically. Damon Snacks Harrison, what his arrival did for the defensive line in stopping the run, getting to the quarterback, or DRC would be my other candidate. He had a career year, 6 interceptions, and it was his versatility that allowed Steve Spagnuolo to be creative with the secondary because he was willing to move inside to the slot, and that enabled Eli Apple as a rookie to get experience on the outside.
And it shows you how good the defense was, because I think you can make the argument for Janoris Jenkins, someone that often followed the other team's best receiver all around the field and shut down most of them. Top wide receivers did not have great success against the Giants this year. That's Fact or Fiction. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody.